Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's the www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls that love it nice and mellow. Dance the show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jah to all ragamuffins who will rock it and swing. Greetings, Dr. F. Bring from Jah both Jah to all Caribbean lovers. Ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, Dr. F will keep playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, where music is nice, all your little string and rub it tonight. Whoa, greetings, Dr. F bring from Jah to all ragamuffins. Ooh-wee, greetings, Dr. F bring from Jah both Jah to all ragamuffins. Ooh-wee. Yes, most definitely we got it like that. It's www.caribbeanradioshow with Dr. F. Start the show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, send please.
Yes, big up yourself, Mr. Alfine. I want to thank you so much for that. You know, it's always a blessing every time you hear folks coming together and doing things for the DJ. And we can't be more thankful to artists when we get a nice little dub plate, especially without screaming an accent for it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Half Pint. I call him the full gallon. I want to say big love and good evening, good morning to all of you out there. It is 8.06 p.m. on the eastern side of the globe. Another big Tuesday evening this evening. Hey, we don't normally come on a Tuesday evening, but we have to make all the space available for the legends when they're ready. This evening, we have a big lineup for you. Another historic afternoon, or evening, or night, wherever you are. We are going to be having one of the real foundation members of the reggae dynasty, Mr. Scully Sims. And he's going to be talking to us live out of the cradle of reggae music, where some of the greats walked and some of the great is yet to come, right out of the place we call Trenchtown. Yes. I want to say big off to the big hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown. And, of course, our little baby, www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. You know what that is? That is our little baby. Mr. Ruler Brown gave birth. If ever a man ever given birth, Ruler Brown did, to palace1.org. Out of mere tragedy comes this great platform to help those youngsters in Jamaica really realize their future. www.palas1.org. 115 scholarships have been given through the organization so far. This is the gift season. This is when we kind of feel cushy and lovingly. Make Palace one of those loving gifts that you give this year, please. www.palas1.org. You can go to the website. You can have a scholarship, an entire scholarship in your mama's name, your papa's name, your loved one's name, just about anyone you would love, your business name, or if you don't have that which we require for a full scholarship, you can give $1, $2, $10, just any amount. Hey, one of the motto, one cocoa full of basket. You know what that means. www.palas1.org. Well, I also say big up to Canada, a big group of you always hanging out in Canada. I don't know why you think you should listen to the show in a group. Anyway, how you listen, it doesn't really matter once you listen. I want to say big love to you, Select, and the gang up there, the main man and all the others hanging out. I want to say big love to you. Want to say big love to Freddie P as well. One of big love to Bronco. Bronco Knowledge, last night we had a super, super great show last night. Well, not last night, Sunday night. I mean, an extended show into the 1 o'clock hour. Those of you who have been listening on CRSradio.com. Absolute strong vibes we get. And we just found out since last night, Sunday night, that our beloved Scully Sims is the uncle to Mr. Bronco Knowledge. I just got a message that he has been in the studio all night, so 4 a.m. this morning, so he probably won't get a chance to call in tonight. He'll probably get a nap in. But nevertheless, we're making the connection, folks. We're making the connection. We're making the archives. For those folks who are in, who have connection to some of the legendary members of the reggae music, whether you're players of instrument, have anything to do with the onset of this music, I mean, producer, etc., we'd like to hear from you, because we'd like to get you on record. We're trying to do some preservation here, folks. So let's get together, even for this occasion, please. I mean, we all can benefit from this. Certainly, those that are coming behind us will definitely be benefiting from this. Without ado, we're going to go to Jamaica live out of Trenchtown. We are going to be joining Scully, Mr. Scully Sims. I mean, those of you who know Scully, I would hope that if you don't know, you'll be joining in to get some of these history. Scully was born in about 1935, is Noel Sims, Mr. Noel Sims, is the man behind the name Scully. Is the man behind the name Scully Sims. And he's going to be joining us. One of the first people in Jamaica that recorded the music. Yes, one of the first that had a reggae recording in Jamaica. We're going to hear about, well, I'll let him talk the history, right? You just listen. And you can call us at 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407 when you get a chance later on in the show. 661-467-2407. You will hear a couple decades of reggae music. And who did what? Who was where with what? Who sang what? Who played on what? This is what we hope to gather from some of the people that we are archiving their voice. Let's go to the telephone and see if we can get Scully on the line now. Good evening. Good morning, Scully. How are you doing? How are you doing? Hello?
Hello.
How are you? How are you, Scully? How are you doing?
I'm just relaxing, committing the trench, you know.
meaning in the trench, in the Mecca where the reggae music resonates, that is Trenchtown.
Yes, I remember a lot about it because me and my partner started it.
Talk to me a little bit when you started in the reggae music. How long ago was that? And tell me exactly how you started in the reggae music.
Started before reggae.
Okay.
We started from R&B.
Oh.
You get me?
Okay.
That was 1953. 53. Wow. That was when we break the ice, when we were dancing and trying to sing like American artists.
Okay, Scully. So originally, when Jamaican really started to get into the production of music, you guys started out imitating R&B, some of the American artists.
Yes. In those days, in the sound system days, the sound system that was playing American songs and American music. So, Scully and Bunny, me and my partner, we break the ice by singing the first R&B that could play in the dance hall and the sound system. And then everyone started to grasp at it.
Okay, and when was this recorded? When was that first single recorded?
That song recorded in 1953 when there was only one recording studio in the island of Jamaica. One radio station.
Tell me a little bit about both the radio station and the recording studio.
The recording studio, when we used to record, before us, it was only Calypso making in Jamaica.
Okay.
And Scully and Bunny started was to sing R&B, rhythm and blues.
Yes.
And there was only one recording studio in the island, at the corner of Hanover Street and Last Street. And there was only one radio station, RJR.
Scully, did Radio Fusion come for RJR?
Radio Fusion is same RJR. Radio Jamaica and Radio Fusion.
Okay.
That was the same station.
Okay.
Radio Fusion?
Uh-huh.
And RJR was the same radio station, one radio station.
Okay.
RJR, Radio Jamaica and Radio Fusion.
Okay, good. Now, you said there was only one recording studio. Tell me a little bit about that.
That time, that studio was at the corner, as I said before, at the corner of Hanover Street and Last Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was only making Calypso.
Yes.
Before I am going to start recording R&B music. That studio was owned by a millionaire by the name of Mr. Stanley Mutter.
Oh, Stanley Mutter.
He was the first man to bring chandelier lights in Jamaica. You know chandelier bulbs?
Yes, definitely.
He was the first man to bring that in Jamaica. The only talent scout in Jamaica was Vail Jones, which was Vail Jones' opportunity hour.
Okay.
From theater to theater, from Palace, Gaiety, Majestic, Ambassador, all around theater, them on Christmas morning now, we appear at Carrig, outside Crossroads. Scully and Bunny was a star to sing White Christmas.
Wow. A little more I want to get a little bit of that White Christmas out of you, Scully. But let me back up a little bit. So Stanley Mutter was the owner of the first recording studio in Jamaica.
That's right.
Okay. Now, before you start doing R&B, it was Calypso that was the main music that was being recorded. That doesn't necessarily mean that was the music that was being sung, because we had other music that was being sung in Jamaica, but not necessarily being recorded. Is that so?
Yes, that's true.
Talk to me about that.
That there was some Calypsonian who was on the North Coast entertaining tourists. Those recordings they never record those songs.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, the best Californian from Jamaica, he did a full length stream. I don't know if you hear or know about Lars Flee.
No?
You never hear about him. Well, he was the first Californian to leave Jamaica, go to America, and did a full-length film that opened in Carib. It's show at Martini in the evening and show at night, and every show, the theater was filled.
Wow. Now, but Scully, what I'm hearing from you here is what I'm hearing, your recollection of the history so far, what I'm hearing, that Jamaica was vibrant in the entertainment industry from even the early 50s.
Yeah, all of the entertainment was mostly on the streets.
Okay.
Because you didn't have no definite place to go and entertain. So most of the entertainers was rumba box, guitar, banjo, and sometimes maraca, maybe a bamboo saxophone. And they do it at the corners of some bar and some corners on the street side, and people give them money.
Okay. Why was Jamaica influenced so much by calypso music?
Because you see, it was calypso started it off. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
It was calypso who started off the real music from Jamaica.
And did that originate from Jamaica or some other Caribbean island that you guys adapted that sound?
Well, I would say we created that sound for ourselves, you know.
The calypso?
We created calypso because Trinidad was the number one place for calypso. But we created a sound of calypso for ourselves.
Okay.
That the calypso and them used to sing in Jamaica.
Okay.
And sing for the tourists them too.
Okay, so Trinidad was the originator of the sound, and when you guys heard the sound, you created your own type of calypso.
That's right.
How did Mentor come into this? Where did Mentor
come? Mentor came before even calypso in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
With the rumba box,
the
maraca, and a banjo.
Okay.
Most time those three men, you so the man who play the maraca, he sing and play. And the banjo man sometimes sing with the lead singer, and the rumba box man play the bass sound. And they mostly go at a bar door or on a corner, the people give them money in those days.
Okay.
Those days I was a boy coming up.
Okay, so most of these, the baraka and the banjo, are these usually made by these musicians? How did they get these first instruments?
How did they do what?
How did they get these first instruments, the banjo and all of those instruments that were first played? Did the musician make these instruments themselves?
No. Well, like the banjo, no, they get that from America.
Okay.
Someone bought it and bring it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like the rumba box, now a man can make that.
Okay.
And the maracas, a man can make the maracas out of calabash.
Oh. Okay. I never remember.
Just creative.
Okay. All right. So we had Mentor. Is there any other music, form of music we had even before the Mentor?
Where they have what they would call Buro Drum, which was a Rastaman sound, which was a keke.
Keke drum.
Yes, I play that. The best on that all over the world.
the best percussion is when it comes on to your peck a drum. You definitely own that title.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk...
I have that title.
Yeah, well, and we're going to talk in detail about that a little bit more. But let's get back to the music, because I want to do a timeline of how this music developed till we get to where we have reggae and dancehall kind of hovering over each other right now. So we had the kete drums and all of those drums. And I'm going to say with the drum instrument, all of that came from the slave, our slave ancestor that was just luring around that area there. I mean, early 1900s till you get to the 1950s.
Yes, all right. Coming from our ancestors, our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right when you say that. It
all
was
right.
From creation.
Yes.
Especially the kete drum. It was
yes.
From creation. Coming from Africa.
Okay.
And it came right, the descendants of our parents, it came from them to us.
Good.
So we couldn't lose it. I am one who know it from Trenton. Which Bob Commons at Trenton. When I was growing up in Trenton, every night you could hear a kete drum. They used to call it Buro drum.
Buro drum?
Rastaman, yeah, Rastaman drum. From Bakawal, where they called Tivoli Garden, where
mm-hmm.
I go to school, it was always played down there, night and day.
Mm-hmm. So you always have in every community one man who is the drummer man, and I would think that these music and these drums were playing at nine nights and funeral, and particularly nine night. Can you remember if the drums were frequently played at these nine nights? And then we're going to talk a little bit about the poco a little bit to tell me if that was.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember anything, talk to me about the nine night and the drumming.
The what?
The nine night. If the drums were played at nine night or set off, ninth night or set off.
By 9 Mile?
Nine night, when somebody dies, the ninth night or the set off for the person who dies.
Well, that's a long time ago, you know. And those were the days that the drum used to play day and night in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people would stay at night and chant and pray. Rastaman mm-hmm. would do that all night and day. Chant and pray. And keep it going strongly and... So I would say mourn for those that passed away.
Okay. I see. So kind of give me an idea now. What kind of a chanting that was? Can you remember any of the chanting? Are you able to give us a sample of that?
The chanting?
Yes.
I don't have no drum here with me now, you know.
Well, hey, Scully, we're going to have to set up where you have one of them kete drum there. I would only hope also you have your first kete drum. Do you have your first drum still?
I do have no drum with me right now in Trenton.
Oh, you don't have a drum at all?
No, not right now. They're at home.
Oh, no, I was asking, do you have your first drum that you started out with, even at home?
That drum,
yes.
I couldn't tell you where it disappeared to.
Oh my Lord!
That drum play on so much rhythms, from studio to studio to studio to studio to studio to studio, play for all producers in Jamaica.
Wow! You need to find that drum, man. That drum needs to be in the museum.
That's right, that's right. Irvin Miller. See, I'm to get that done for him at the museum.
Yes, man, definitely. You need to do that. That is a secret piece of instrument they're coming in from you, Nascali.
That's right.
All right, now, let's move up. We started chanting with the drums, the Keta drum, and then we got to Mento. Talk to me a little bit about Mento. How was that played and how that came into being?
The Mento, when the Mento came in, you know, was, as I said before, the Mento came in when you had the banjo, the maraca, and the rumba box. And those three men would play and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they get work on the in the studio, you know?
Yes.
When I say in the studio, I mean on the North Coast, not the studio, on the North Coast.
Uh-huh.
Go and play at the hotel and nightclubs for the tourists then, on the North Coast.
Okay.
That's how it came.
And did you guys dress up in any kind of costume, or it was just your regular pants and shirt? Did you dress up in any kind of fashionable costume?
Sometimes on the North Coast, those three men dress up in some costume with a bandana, a tie around them waist and around them head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you see them take it and put on a postcard.
Oh.
In the 50s, 60s.
Okay. Okay. All right, now, so, after you guys start playing on the street, and then, I guess, Radio Fusion, and people begin to get more and more radio in their houses, then you guys start to hear more. Well, before that, you would have started the era of ska. From Mento, then you go to ska?
Say that again, please.
From Mento. Then the music went to ska.
Okay, yes. When it went to ska now, that time the music started to develop.
Okay.
And started to spread out all over the world, the ska. And then even myself and Alton Ellis, same place in Trenchtown here, at Fifth Street, say the tempo of the ska is a little bit too fast.
Okay.
So we're going to break it down. And when we say we break it down, we bring it to rock steady.
Wow.
You relax and dance with your female. Holding
okay.
up together.
Okay. So, hold on now. The Mento was more, not such a close dancing, but more or less of a group dancing. Am I right?
I think you're so right.
Good.
You're so right.
And then now tell me a little about this ska era. Who was involved with it, and how did that come about? Who were the men?
Ska?
Yes.
The ska came about when you have a man who passed away by the name of Jack Jerry. Top of going up to go up to Ghost Town, where they call Jungle.
Jungle, okay.
Jerry play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And they started with Jerry playing for recording for Coxon.
Okay.
As a studio one studio.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
where
Ska created.
Okay, so you had Stanley Motor, now you had Coxon coming in as the second studio.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so Sir Coxon.
Say what you said.
So Coxon now begin competing with Stanley Motor Studio. So you had a choice.
I want to tell you something. Stanley Motor Studio closed down. Stanley Motor Studio closed down after Coxon Studio came in position producing music, and then you have Joe Queen come too.
Okay.
And you have Matador, you have Jammies, you have a lot of students start coming and producing records.
Some people...
Start to go all over Europe and spread out the Jamaican music.
Wow. So the when Jamaica really got on the music scene is in a big way, that's when ska came on the scene. Hello? I hope we didn't lose you there. Scully? I think we lost him there a little bit. Hey, folks, we are talking to Mr. Scully Sims, one of the foundation legends of the reggae dynasty. And we're live now out of Trenchtown. Connecting with Mr. Scully Sims. I want to take a little music. I think we lost him there a little bit. We want to take a moment to play a little bit of Scully Sims. Zoots, Scully. Take a listen to this one. Yes, it's some of the big, big tunes from the man we call Mr. Scully Sims, one of the great innovators, the legend and the foundation member of the reggae dynasty, the greatest, one of the greatest percussionists that ever come out of Jamaica, Mr. Scully Sims. And we're going to be joining him again live in Jamaica, right out of the epic garden or the womb of reggae music that we call Trenchtown. Hey, Scully, we got knocked off there a little bit, but welcome back. Welcome back into the show.
Yes, my sister.
Yes, man. Boy, the history is so sweet, I'm telling you, boy. This is better than anything that I've ever had, eaten, or enjoyed. Oh, full joy, this history of this music.
Me too, full joy. Me too. I'm full joy speaking with you.
Wow, thank you so much.
I'm full joy. And I thank you so much for speaking to you.
Nicely, man, nicely. Now, okay, let's go back. No, we're into the ska era. And we're saying, when I look at some of the history and I see where ska really put Jamaica on the map in terms of music, talk to me about that and tell me some of the players that was involved in getting Jamaica on the map with ska music.
Well, there's quite a few players that I can't even tell you some of them. There was quite a few, quite many places. But ska came into the world with a powerful rhythm, melody, and tempo of music. The whole world started to dance it.
Wow. Wow.
And the whole world started to get to love it more and more and more and more and forever. And after ska, as I told you before, rocksteady came after ska. And then the reggae came.
Wow.
Powerful music, from Bob Marley, Bonnie Wills and Peter Tosh, and more from Trent Penny, which belongs to Trent Stone, and all the Penn Town. From Bob Marley said Trent Stone rocks. All the Penn in Jamaica become Stone. I go spend a few years in Wellington Penn, and from Bob said Trent Stone rocks. Whether you have big fish or sprats, don't watch that. Every pen becomes stone.
Wow. I mean, do people know that Bob Marley, Jones Pen was Jones Pen before Bob Marley came along? I don't think a lot of people know that part of the history.
No, Jones Stone was Jones Pen.
Wow.
I know it when I was born. Same place here in Smithville, which they call now Denham Town.
Uh-huh.
I walk from where I born, straight along Greenwich Street to Trenchpen Gate. Trenchpen Gate was at the corner of Greenwich Street and Water Street. Dirt track. No asphalt road, dirt road. You walk on dirt. Go right up to the tank. Was dirt and a lot of maca.
Maca.
Maca. Pickle maca to stick you. So you have to be careful how you walk. Because maca would stick you if you have on shoes. And in those days, our parents couldn't even buy more than a one shoe to go to school and go to church, some of us. That's how it went on. In the colonial days, it was rough with our parents, although it was a kind of way better than now.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's go. Let's develop on this trench pen and trench stone and the coming of Bob Marley. Now, even before Bob Marley, because a lot of people always talk, when you talk about Jamaica music, the first person they talk about is Bob Marley. And we had the surgeons of ska music that really put Jamaica on the map long before Bob Marley came along. Let's talk about the players that were responsible for ska music.
Player that was responsible for ska music?
People who were responsible for ska music. Because hear what I'm saying, Scully. A lot of people, when they talk about music in Jamaica, they go to Bob Marley. And certainly Bob Marley
has.
But music really put Jamaica on the map long before Bob Marley came along.
That's true.
Before
Bob, you had Scully and Bonnie.
Yes.
You have Russell Perkins. You had Ray Fuller. You had Owen Gray. You had Ray Panton. You had Jimmy James. You had Derek Harriott. You had even Prince Buster.
Dennis
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lee Scratch Perry.
Wow.
Gregory Isaac. Alton Ellis.
Toots and the Maytals.
Alton and Sandy Maytals, yes. The Melodians.
Baba Brooks,
yes. And I have many more before Bob. Ernie Smith, the Claridonians.
Junior Tucker Max.
A lot. What did you say?
Junior Tucker Max Romeo and so forth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of them was before. All of them was before Bob. But Bob came and did a marvelous and a powerful work, and put Jamaica on the world map with Jamaica music.
Okay.
Ska, rock steady, and reggae, Bob Marley, and the way that sing those three style of music.
Right.
Those three pattern of music, the Wailers sing those three music. Scully and Bunny sing some. Lassell
mm-hmm.
sing some.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Derek Harriott sing some.
Mm-hmm.
Right Panton sing some.
Mm-hmm.
Skitty and Bunny sing some. Count Ozzy, who play Kate Drum, he play
yes.
some. There's
yes.
a lot more. There's mm-hmm. a lot more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is coming from a far, 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 far distance.
Wow. Well, you know, Scully, and I'm going to talk about your rise in this and your contribution into this great music. And let me just kind of segue a little bit here. When I hear you speak of this great music, and I really have to put a little wrench in our conversation here, and what Jamaican music, what you guys have done for Jamaica, and to me, maybe, and this is folks who are listening, this is just me, my unlearned me, that I don't see, or maybe I don't have enough research to see where Jamaican government is really taking this music that has done so much for this country. And making it a priority as an industry, because this has so much money to be made, and so many of you guys sacrifice to make reggae music what it is. And I don't see where the government is really looking out for you. Am I right in saying that?
That's a fact. Pardon me. That's a fact you're speaking, my dear. They don't look out for us. It's like the dumb member says, we who put this little island on the world map. So they don't interested, no government don't interested in Jamaica music, as far as I can say, because they don't show the interest. They don't put out no effort on to develop it up, because it bring a lot of currency financially
mm-hmm.
in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica music have done that. Bringing a whole heap of money in this country. We can break it down plain.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, man. Scully, this is your time to talk.
From the 50s, we, the musician and artist, coming from Mento, Rumba, Calypso, ska, rocksteady, reggae, come right until now. We bring the tourists them to this country by shiploads in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Tourists used to flock all over Kingston and St. Andrew and the North Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And no one disturbed them because Jamaica was so peaceful and nice and sweet. Tourists keep coming here in those days by the shiploads. Right
yep.
now, tourists just start coming back here, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Tourists just start coming back here like once upon a time. Or I would say first time, in other mm-hmm. words.
I remember decades ago when I lived in Jamaica, I mean, we survive on the buses of people that usually pass through our district buying our ackee and breadfruit and styrofoam and whatever we would pick off our property and put on the road. Buses after buses leaving from Montego Bay and making the trek through the Bug Walk era to Kingston. That's how we lived. To know exactly what you're saying is true, that's how we lived. We depended on those buses that were passing through to stop and buy our banana, oranges, and so on.
Yes, true. I know that. I've been through that going and coming to the North Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is facts, biblical facts.
Mm-hmm. Talk
so,
to me, Scully.
It was so sweet.
Absolutely. talk to me. If you could say something to the Jamaican government, because there's somebody might be listening and really want to join us, because really what I'm trying to do is to see if I can bring a kind of awareness to the plight of some of you foundation, especially the foundation members of the reggae music. A lot of you guys have been forgotten. A lot of you guys are living way below poverty level. A lot of you guys don't have any money straight up. What tell the Jamaican government, if somebody should be listening, what would you like them to do for, say, a man like yourself? What would they like, what would you like them to do?
Well, really and truly, I'd like them to look into it and see the amount of good material that we have out there that is bringing in some resources to the economy, and step up on it and look about something for us, the musician and artist who have been from the beginning and not getting no proper compensation. We are not getting that. We are, like as I said a while ago, we are like we are forgotten. And as to I, the first one, and I pray to Jah Rastafari for life continually, that them see me here like, as a patriarch.
Yes, sir.
A real patriarch.
Yes, sir.
A real patriarch. A legend of all legends in Jamaica music industry.
Wow. And I want to tell you, Scully, we honor you. We're just a little radio station. I'm just a little individual. And I'm trying to do my part by trying to archive your voice and many of the other legend voice, because nobody seems to be doing it in a uniform way. And that's what we are here trying to do. And hopefully pretty soon, not when things, we in Jamaica sometimes wait until people pass away, then we're going to go out and honor their names. And to me, that makes no sense. I want you to hear what joy you bring to us and the appreciation we have for the work that you guys do. You guys are pioneers.
I can't take them when they get along like this. They don't remember you when you're alive. But whenever you pass away, even to draw an illustration to a man like Delroy Wilson,
yes,
who should be honored a long time ago, from same place here in Trenchtown. And I think it's just the other day I heard him mention something about honoring Delroy Wilson. And they don't give nothing to him, no honor, nothing, until he passed away. Up to now, I don't know if he made him get anything yet. Well, I give thanks to them. 2004, they gave Scully and Bunny O.M., Order of Merit.
Yes, sir.
So, I give thanks to the Prime Minister at that time and the Governor General. Because none of them don't know that this country had only one and only one governor when I was a boy coming up by the name of Governor Youfoot. After him, there was no more governor in Jamaica. You only have Governor General.
Okay. But, I mean, I know, Scully, it's kind of wonderful them give you know, O.M. and all of that, a couple letters behind on the name. But in terms of the permanent recognition and some assistance, are you getting anything from them? Are they trying to look to get some of your royalty and help you? Any lawyers?
Nothing like that, Mom. Nothing like that, my sister. Nothing, no. No step towards, nothing like that for me. nothing.
But tell me something, Scully. You have a nice big house and a nice big car and a whole for money in the bank.
We laugh. We laugh. I really like to have some beer.
And the reason why I say that is to say this, that I'm sure that there are funds out there that you may not even get an opportunity to collect because things take so long. But I think if the government move forward and help you guys in some way to create a little fund that you can really, to show their appreciation, it's okay, we put letters behind your name. But in the meantime, you live, you want good food and shelter at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, so right.
Wow.
What
would you like them to do? What kind of a setup would you like them to do? If they ask you, what would you like them to do? What would you be able to tell them?
I would be able to let them understand and know that they are to step up on our progress,
mm-hmm.
will bring in some income into the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I would have to tell them. Go and look about it because it's out there for us and we're not getting it. Other people is collecting it.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even know about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So we just sit here and don't even know what's going on in the world. So that's all I would have to tell them. Go and step up on that. Look about that. Our progress to bring in some income into the island.
Wow. Hey, folks, we're listening to one of the legends of our great music, the greatest percussionist and singer-songwriter that Jamaica has ever feast her eyes upon, Mr. Scully Sims, the other part of the duo here we have tonight. Give us a call, 661-467-2407, if you'd like to chat or ask a question, 661-467-2407. We're coming live out of Trenchtown, live from the Mecca of the womb of reggae music, Trench Pen, as it was called. Bob Marley changed that to Trenchtown Rock.
It was called Trench Pen.
Uh-huh.
It was called Trench Pen until Bob Marley says Trenchtown Rock.
Wow.
And all the praise that was named Pen turned to tone.
And everything turned to tone from there forth, because you had Jones Pen too. I remember Jones Pen. Now that went to
Jones Pen. It was Jones Pen.
Uh-huh.
And Bob says Trent Stone. Then it turned to Jones Stone.
Uh-huh.
Admiral Pen above
Tone.
Jones Pen was turned to tone. Admiral Pen was turned to Admiral Tone from Bob says Trent Stone Rock.
Wow.
Admiral Pen.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something, Scully, because I never knew of a place called Smith's Village. Where is Smith Village? That's where you were born.
That's where I was born.
Where
Smith
is that?
Village.
Where is
where
that?
They just put up a young prison there now.
Wow.
Up at the top of Melcalf Street. I was born at Melcalf Street and Greenwich Street. I never born at Line Inn, which they call now Jubilee.
Jubilee.
When I was born, it was Line Inn.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Line Inn.
Okay.
And that was where they call Simit Village.
Oh.
And my birth certificate is Simit Village.
Mm-hmm.
And until it changed to Denham Town.
Oh, okay, got it. So Smith Village is no longer there, it's now Denham Town. And this was in the 1930s.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, what?
In the late 30s, coming to 40s, then over into 50s, it changed.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to go back to Bob Marley because we need to get the whole history, how Bob Marley came and just reformed things. But first of all, I want to talk to you about the iconic, also another iconic womb. I call these womb the Alpha Boy School. Tell us about that and how it helped to change the musicians, so many boys in Jamaica, their lives to become prominent member of the society and great musician. Talk to me a little bit about that, how that was formed and how you got to go to boys school, Alpha Boys School.
Well, I only walked to Alpha Boys School when I'm going to school.
Yes.
Because whenever I'm going to school in the morning, and even one boy from the band of Alpha practicing his instrument, I going to go to school late that morning. I'm not going to leave until I hear him for even an hour and a half.
Wow.
So when I get to school, I'm late.
Oh.
But I still go in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you something, I was born with music in me. Music make I lost my way from my home.
Wow.
Music, musician in a chuck, serenading a dance at Ella Louise Park, that was owned by Marcus Garvey. And the passing my gate, that time my mother and father moved from Smith Village and gone to live at Beeston Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Liberty Hall, the first original Liberty Hall, owned by Marcus Garvey, was at the corner of Bond Street and Beeston Street. And that truck leaves there, so serenading the dance, passes my gate, and I run behind the truck, all over to Franklin Town, come all around to Crossroad, come at Ella Louise Park, which was owned by Marcus Garvey, and going in there now, some big man with belts and no liquor boy. So I was to turn back.
Yes.
I don't want a man lick me. My father never licked me yet. And
uh-huh.
When I came out back now, I look up and down, and she carried the big building. I said, well, where are they now? I'm going to find out my yard. I said, all right. Tram car running up and down. So I said, you know what? Don't up my tram car passing that big white building. Up a tram car going down. And I did so. And reach North Street and Orange Street. And I get out the tram. And say, I can walk to my yard now from North Street and Orange Street. But I wait on another tram, which is East Street, that run to North Street and 9th Street and turn back up to hospital and down Regent Street. I have that one again and come off at Beeson Street and just walk to my gate.
So you went to the
music,
world.
Music born in me. Music make a last my home.
Wow.
And I was to find back my home by not asking no one a question. I was up tram car, I used to run on the line in the middle of the road in Jamaica.
Wow.
Run by electric.
When we look at Jamaica, though, when you're speaking to me about the 1940s, 1950s, Jamaica was well developed.
Of course, that's true. That's true. That's a fact.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Wow. And,
okay.
And
if I... Go ahead.
No. I'm saying when you're talking to me about Kingston, this was a vibrant city with all the electronic, all the vehicles, all the shops. I mean, as any other developed city anywhere in the world.
But in the 40s, coming up to 50s, there wasn't so many cars in this island, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tell you something, you'd ask me what I'm telling you about. you had some lamp before Electric City developed.
Mm-hmm.
You had some street lamp, what they call gas lamp.
Okay.
Was run by gas. The gas run from just beside the railway, come under the ground, and you have a man turn it on 6 o'clock in the evening, and the next man turn it off 6 o'clock in the morning. They get paid weekly to do that.
Wow.
That is a gas lamp. Electric light, street light didn't develop like now.
Wow. Okay. Talk to me a little bit. Well, not even a little bit. We need to go into a little bit more about the Alpha Boys School, because Alpha Boys School is responsible for most of the great musician that comes out of Jamaica. How did that came about, and why is so many of our musicians attached to the Alpha Boys School?
It was a Roman Catholic school, you know.
Huh?
It was a Roman Catholic school. You hear me?
Yes.
It was a Roman Catholic school. You get that?
Yes, yes, sir.
It was a Roman Catholic school that teaches boy to play music.
Uh-huh.
And had another school like that was up on Stony Hill.
Uh-huh.
Where was just like Alpha Boy School, where they teach music there, and boy spend some time there learning music like Alpha Boy School.
Mm-hmm.
Just two schools of the same sort.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So they put out a great amount of musicians out in this island. A whole lot of musicians. Even in the army, where they had the military band. He had a boy who just leave Alpha Boy School band and just go across and join the military band in the army.
Wow. 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 So Alpha Boy School is right near in the vicinity of Trenchtown as well.
Alpha Boy School?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Alpha Boy School is a good distance from here. It's a good distance from here from Trenchtown to Alpha Boy School.
Oh, okay.
I'd say about 2.5 miles from Trenchtown.
Okay. Now, Marcus Garvey was in Trenchtown, had a church there, I understand. Tell me about that.
Say that again, let me hear you.
You say Marcus Garvey, of course, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, had his church in Trenchtown. Talk to me a little bit about that, because you knew Marcus Garvey, did you?
I didn't know him, you know. I just read about him.
Okay. But
and
tell me.
And hear a lot of older folks talk about him.
Mm-hmm. He had a church, some building and business in Trenchtown as well. Can you tell me where they were?
He had a church at the corner of East Road and Peckover Road. That's
mm-hmm.
just below the Theatre Ambassador. That's where he had a church.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey Church. And he moved from there, but I didn't know where he went after.
Okay.
Because I didn't know him in person. I only read about him, and that's what older folks tell me about him.
Okay. So we have a lot of game changers that came out of that little place called Trenchpen, now we know as Trenchtown. Why do you think that place holds so much great entrepreneur for the first for some part innovators and great musician? Why is that place so famous for these people?
It's a place where I would say the majority of talent came out of Trenchtown, which was originally Trenchpen, because they had, even champion boxer came out here.
Yes.
Cricketers came
yes.
out here.
Yes.
Footballer came out here.
Yes.
Athletics came out of Trenchtown.
Lawyers,
doctors, everyone come out of Trenchtown, which is great. Although we have bad seeds among the good seeds, you know. but there's a lot that came out here.
Wow.
You hear me?
Is this some cosmic spiritual ground, or it is just by the fluke that all of these great people came about? Is there something special about this place, or what?
Say that again for me, please.
Do you think that this place has some special vibes, or it just so happened that because, you know, there is, I don't know, is there some special something about this place, or it just so happens that these people were just here about the right time and everybody was doing the same thing, so people fall?
It's really the right time, as you said. It's really the right time, as you said. Because all of us came out here from the Almighty Jah at the right time and did all what we could do for this island of Jamaica. So you see, this place, Trenchtown, which is called Trenchtown by Bob and the world, is now still thing out. Enough, I would say, a lot of entertainers. And there's more and more and more to come from Trenchtown.
Yeah, because I know that you guys are working on some great revival or resurgence of the.
Can't hear you. This phone is beeping.
Maybe somebody else is calling
yes,
you.
Yes, what I can hear.
Okay, we're going to come back to Scully in a little bit. And we're talking to the great Mr. Scully Sims. And he is live out of Trenchtown. And we're going to be connecting back with him in a little bit. 661-467-2407. Boy, I'm telling you, the history, I am so intrigued by the history. And I hope you are too. I don't even get the chance to play the music. But I'm going to try and play a little bit of the music while we try to get back to him. Okay, we're going to go right back. I want to lose a minute. Okay, back to you, Scully. Welcome back. Welcome back into Caribbean Radio Show. You were saying to me, are you able to hear me?
No.
Are you able to hear me now? Hello? Okay, I think somebody's calling their phone, so they're trying to hook us back in a little bit. Folks, this is history. This is the real authentic history of our Jamaican music. And this is why we do here at Caribbean Radio Show, try to capture and archive the history from the people themselves who lived the history. We're not getting a heresy. We're getting it directly from the horse's mouth. 661-467-2407. If you'd like to call in to ask a question, we want to play a few of Scully's music Hopefully, we'll be able to get them back online in a little bit. We're going to go to get some. Yes, once again, Mr. Scully Sims, we want to get every moment of hearing Scully's voice, so I'm not even going to be playing that much of the music, but just let's get back to the phone lines and rejoin Scully Sims right in Jamaica, the trench pen, the heart of reggae music, the womb of reggae music, now we call Trench Town. Welcome back, Scully. Welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We were talking before you go, and I'd like to really hear your comment on this. What makes Trench Town so special? Why we have so much greats coming out of Trench Town?
Well, you see, it's the special people we had before, you know, who put out these seeds to be so great in Trench Town. Because there's nowhere else in Jamaica that put out so much pro or progressive, I would say, stability of people, both male and female. So this place, Trench Pen, as Trench Town, is so great. And there's no other place, as I said, will ever be as great as Trench Pen, Trench Town. Bob Marley, I said before, Peter Tosh, I said before, Bonnie Wailers, Beverly Tamale, Judy Mott, Marcia Griffiths, just to name a few, all of them. If they don't born here, they have to come in Trench Town. They have to pass through Trench Town University.
I like that. I like that. Trench Town University. I love that.
Yes. Trench Town University.
Do you think
where all of the talent comes from?
Do you think that there's a cosmic draw to the grounds of Trench Town?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It is. It's a great telepathical power in this little place called Trench Town.
Wow.
Because I know that the amount of talent that come out here, and there's many more to come, continually keep coming out of Trench Town forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Wow.
Non-stop. Believe me.
Wow.
And you'll prove it for yourself years to come.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, when we look at, I know that there is a lot of redevelopment coming into Trench Town. Does that give you hope? You have seen Trench Town from 1930s, and now it's 2013. Do you have any hope for Trench Town? Because I know we went through some violent periods, and now it does it seem like it's coming back to the Trench Town? You do?
You are breaking up.
Okay. I am saying that you have lived through Trench Town from the 1930s. Now it's 2013. The glory days of Trench Town you have seen and lived. We went through some really violent period. Is this another era of Trench Town where things are coming back to the glory days? Of course, with a little bit of difference.
Well, to me, although my sight are dim, it appears to me like it is coming forward.
Okay.
It appears to me like Trench Town is coming forward. with the unity, the love, and progress for each and every one in Trent's Pen, Trentstown, Jonestown, Admiraltown, every town, the whole islands of Jamaica, the unity, the strength, and the ability, and the integrity, and the ambition is coming straight out of this little Trentstown.
And talking about ambition, you know, growing up in Jamaica, you may not have a lot of things, but your parents always push ambition in your head.
That's right.
Now, because you're poor, that means, you know, we have ambition and great vision.
True. You got to have that. Because your parents, as you said a while ago, push it in you.
Absolutely. Push
that. You have to have some pride and some ambition about yourself.
All right, let's talk about you now, Scully. I know you are one of the driving force, aside from the world's greatest percussionist in my book and many other, but certainly in Jamaica, I mean, we talk about percussionists, you are. Tell me some of the people, your impact on the music, because I know your group changed a little bit over the years. Give me a timeline when you started and how the group, you know, who came into the group and when.
I started from even before Jimmy Cliff started.
Really?
I am the first. Scully and Bunny, the first recording artist in Jamaica, 1963, I told you before. So you see, we are not just in the beginning. We are in the start. From the first.
You get it.
we are the first. And give thanks to God, the Almighty, Jaja, that we are still going strong. Bunny been to an operation in America just about a month ago, and he's been to it and get over, all right, and he'll soon be in Jamaica.
Okay. When you started, yourself and Bunny started out, what was your first song? I know you said you started out with Stanley Motter, and then you move on to Sir Coxon and so on. What was the first music that you produced, was produced with Stanley Motter?
Well, Stanley Motter wasn't a producer, you know.
Okay.
He only owned the studio and rented it out.
Okay.
He only owned the studio and rented it out to producers. I'm a producer, really.
All right. What song did you first record?
A song, the title was End of Time.
End of Time.
Yes, and the other one, Give Me Another Chance.
Okay. We're going to try and see if we can get that for you as well and see if we can get that.
Yes.
In the time. And who was on that song? And which studio was that produced?
It was recorded at Stanley Motter. The producer was an Indian man named Baba Tiwari. He was one of the wealthy Indian in Jamaica those years.
Mm-hmm.
His backyard was in Bacawal. What they call Tivoli Garden now.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the rich Indians in Jamaica.
And he was living down Bacawal at those times?
He was living, his backyard was in Bacawal. But the front part of his yard was in Spanish Town Road.
Ah.
A long stretch from where the old theater is, Tivoli, from that stretch. Go right along to Ebenezer Lane, was his place.
Wow.
And the back part in Bacawal, which they call Tivoli Garden now. And every Saturday, you'll see a lot of poor Indians line up. And they go in there and they get food stuff and get money from him. Like flour, rice, meal, sugar, oil, everything to cook. Grocery. And a little money. Every Saturday that went out.
And in those days, we had a very big Indian community in Jamaica, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, and they used to keep a thing every year. They call it Kuli Use.
Use, yes.
Yeah, they played drum and dance, Indian dance, and
sing.
Jump up and down.
Yeah, I remember the Kuli Use.
Yes.
So, after you had the first record in Jamaica at that time, 1963.
Yes. That's true.
I'm trying to get that record there for you. You say End of Time, and which was the other one?
Another chance. Give me another chance.
Okay. Now, you went on to work with other studio. You mentioned the great Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, one of my favorite person. Talk to me about working with Lee Scratch Perry.
I did a lot of work with him, you know, but to me, a lot of people say he's mad.
Uh-oh, I was going to ask you about that.
But I don't have him as any mad one. He's a smart, he's very wise, and he knows how to get around and make money for himself.
Uh-huh.
He's very wise.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people say he's mad, but I know nothing wrong with him. He's quite conscious. He's very much conscious, I tell you. He's wiser than a lot of them. So when he left Coxon, when he leaves Coxon, he was with Coxon, you know.
Uh-huh.
When he leaves Coxon, I still don't want. Coxon Vex.
Oh.
He's like he lost a right-hand man.
Wow.
And he went out on his own. Started from there. And never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Until he reached the top.
Wow.
That is me, Scratch Perry.
And you had a chance. How was working with Lee different from, because I know you work with quite a number of guys. How was working with him different from working with any other of the studios?
You mean working with Lee Scratch Perry?
Yes.
It was good working with him, man. Quite all right, because when I start working with him, he had his own studio, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he just called me and come and get me. And I just go to the studio with my instruments and work with him. Sometimes I work with some other musicians, and I could have sometimes the lady with him, the other musicians then, and I dub on percussion.
Wow, wow. And I know that you, Scully Sims, was very much in demand in them time. Just about every music that was played for a period of time, you were a percussionist on those music. Give me a list of, as much as you can remember, of some of these musicians that you played with.
Some of the musicians,
yeah? Yeah, that's your record.
The Scatterlite Band, the Mighty Vikings. I played, let me see now, the Soul Vendors.
Wow.
Soul Defenders. I played it. I'll tell you, the first band I played with was Val Bennett and his combo. That was the original, when the music just starting to move off while Benny Tan is coming. I played several bands. A lot of bands I played with. All over. In Montague, I played all different bands. Ochi, I played different bands. Port Antonio, I played different bands. All over. I go to a lot of different band playing. And singing too with some of the band names. You get that?
Yes, definitely. Talk to me now about Bob Marley coming onto the scene in Trench Town. Kind of describe what was going on when Bob Marley came, and what did you think he brought to Trench Town that changed Trent's pen into Trench Town?
When he came, very, very good, but he started out with a Chinaman. When he sang, when he made the song One Cup of Coffee, and he moved along, and he was very, very much progressive, had the potential in him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets stronger now, is when he come into Trench Pen and get in touch with Peter and Bonnie and Beverly and one we call Vision.
Vision.
Because quite a lot of them started out.
Name them for me. Name them for me, please.
You add Bob Marley.
Okay.
Peter Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Williams.
Okay.
Beverly Souls.
What's
your name again?
Beverly Kelso.
Yes, Beverly, that's right. And
Jerry.
Junior Bradwaite. Yeah. We used to call him Dreamer. And even Joe Higgs, because Joe Higgs was the man who teach Bob to play guitar.
Wow.
Joe Higgs was the man who teach him to play guitar.
Wow.
And teach him to sing in good timing. Joe Higgs was the man who did that.
What about Seeker Patterson? Because I understand he was a big, big influence on him as well.
Who is that?
Seeker Patterson.
Seeker Patterson?
Yes, Seeker.
Oh, Seeker.
Yeah, he's a percussion.
Oh, Seeker, yes. He was a close friend to Bob. But it's concerned about giving inspirement. He didn't have that ability to Bob. Bob was inspired by himself and his partners then.
Okay.
And all of them inspired each other. That's why their music is so strong and so sweet all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to meet with him? I understand that most of these music were, you know, somebody meet up at Second Street and everybody sit around fire and a cook and the guitar, a strum, and then a hum starting the music. Were you able to be a part of that?
Yes. I used to be there. Even up by Martin McPlanner Yard.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be there at 5th Street, 1850 Street that was. And we used to be there. I tell you, Johnny Nash came there.
Yeah.
And sitting in Martin McPlanner room. And it was feeling nice. And if there's no guitar around, three guitar pushed through the window on him. And he took one and sit down, started strumming the guitar. And that's how he make this tune here. Oh, man. He made a tune there that went far all over the world that night when he took the guitar. Was it? Not hold me tight. I don't remember the tune, but he made a tune that night that sells, I think, a few million.
Okay.
Over the world. So it was wonderful. Bad on the Wailers.
So you saw them and watched them rehearse, and you know all of the group itself. Can you remember when they just started? And because they had left, Cherry came into it one part. I think she did one song. And Beverly Kelso did about 26 songs with them. And then afterwards they broke ways and do went their own ways after that. Do you remember while they were a group there, what was it like? What was it like? And how did that help to change Trenchtown?
You mean the group of the Wailers?
Yes.
You mean, yeah. Well, it changed on a whole lot. Because a lot of youths start trying to learn to sing.
Oh.
And they like to record, and they went all over. Some of them got through, and some, they don't make no success.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the majority of them made success and break out, some even living in foreign now.
Mm-hmm. Then Sir Stanley Motter and his studio really closed down. Then a lot of other studios start to pop up, and
that's right.
The music become more popular, and everybody start to get into. And everybody is a singer almost already. How did
and
you
start to produce?
Right,
a lot of producers start to come in.
Mm-hmm. How did, if you were an aspiring singer, how did you get kind of chosen to get your record, a record deal, so to speak?
We were so happy and so proud of ourselves and grand to know that we can hear our voice and our JR in the dance hall. So we didn't care about anything more or less. Just to hear our voice playing on the radio station or in the dance hall.
Mm-hmm.
That was the interest we had most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get the money, we just go out and enjoy ourselves.
I'm Scotty. A lot of men that I've interviewed on this show tells me some of them get just a patty and a cocoa bread and a drinks for some of them.
It's true.
So you were telling me that all them producers, they were so wicked at them time. They really look for them.
Yes.
And?
Yes. They was very wicked, and they would fly out and go to England or America and sell a lot of records and come home back. And don't give the artist no money.
Wow.
And the musician only get one pay, you know.
One pay. That's the money. £5 or £10, and that was it.
Yes.
But Scully, as you said before, no, never want money. When I was just happy to hear on the voice. So I should not come
true.
Pay.
That's true. That is so true. That is so true, I tell you.
Me, a lot of fun. Everybody, come on the show. Boy, I was in the music for love. I just love it, and we want to hear our voice. So the man there who just in this love business should not expect to get paid, because if you guys were in love, producers win this as a business. They wanted money, and they don't care for people who are in love.
That's right. That's all right.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, folks, we're listening to the legend, Mr. Scully Sims, and one of the greatest percussionists that ever lived. We are honoring him tonight, and so happy that he has taken the time to really spend 2 hours with us live out at Trenchtown. I want to say big up to Rafana. I mean, one man that I know is back in this music, getting into the history, helping to get Trenchtown forward in a take Trenchtown in another era. My brother, I put my palms together and thank you so much for all the work that you are doing. And may the light shine upon you and give you strength that you may pull on, and with those who are able to come in and give you a helping hand, so you may not be tired, because a lot of us take up this work and everybody sits back and nobody comes in to help. More than when they, you know, it's like a man a cook a pot. Nobody's there to push the fire. Nobody's there
to eat.
And you know, I think we're still with this kind of a society where our people, nobody wants to begin the crowd. Nobody wants to take up the first spade and dig that ground Nobody wants to do that. And it's a shame for us to have such great. And the other thing is that I think what we're struck with, once one person starts to do one thing, all of a sudden everybody gets and everybody filter out and start to do the very same thing, so they weaken each other. We are not unified like the days when you talk about. I hear it in every musician, and why the music was so great. Everybody came together and made one good pot. Everybody came together as a group and create this great music. Now we have individual boiling them one pot, and we have here get one good pot of anything anymore. So
I think we
need to get back together and support each other. But then getting up and following and trying to outdo the other and inadvertently in competition with each other or set up them own things just to crush other people rather than to support, then nobody is winning, you know. And this is what we're trying to see if we can build back, but it's easier said than done. Hey, Scully, I'm going to go to the phone line and pick up this caller here. We lost the caller. Sorry about that. I hope he calls in back. He or she calls in back. This is a time in our history that we need to really sit down. Hey, caller on 323, and thank you for calling. Please turn off. I'm sorry. I just trying to pick you up as you got cut off. Please turn off all the sound to the radio station, or you're not going to be able to hear me. I'll give you a few minutes, just about a second or two, to turn off all of your sound coming from the radio so we can able to hear you, because we want to. So, Scully?
Yeah?
What are you able to tell the young musician and people who are in this business today that we have lost, why we're not getting, you know, as far as we could have? What can you say to the young musician coming up?
Well, I can tell them, I should keep doing the best and try to come out of them art and their mind with clean and proper music. To the world, so that Jamaica music will forever stand up forever.
All right, Scully, definitely good advice there. Let's go to the phone line now. 323 Good evening. Welcome into the Caribbean Radio Show 323. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you, Dr. F. How are you doing? I want to say big up to all your listening audience and everything, Caribbean Radio Show.
Oh,
of course, to my big man, my Mr. Friend from way back, the original man. Wagwan Scully.
Blessed our friend.
Long time don't see, long time don't talk.
Cho-cho.
The last time we talked, you know.
Identify yourself, no, mister.
No. Keep a little suspense. Scully, the last time we talked, we in a session.
Oh, yes.
Tough Kanga Dynamics. You remember that session there? With Winston, right?
Oh, yes. Long, a few years well now.
And me and you, I'm Buster. You remember that?
Yeah. In some parts of some years now.
Yeah. So last time I see you was in Jamaica. My people come to go on Orange Street. I was left from Mansion Drive to the studio. Winston Wright and the guitarist from We the People.
Yeah.
Records.
Yes.
We'll hear some tracks down there. I think you record a song that night too. You did record a couple of songs that night, remember?
Yes.
Yes. Buster them panty up, man.
Yeah.
You remember Buster, Prince Buster?
Yeah, mommy. Yes, I'm down Miami.
All right. But me, I'm son. So you talk to Danny now, you know?
Eh?
You talk to Danny.
Say that again.
You're talking to Danny from the song, Danny, Dean, and Lorraine.
Oh, yes.
Orange Street Production, man.
Yeah, man. I guess I think that I'm Miami in a wheelchair. I don't know if I do.
Yeah, man. I'm get that good thing, yeah? I'm recuperate now, yeah?
Nice.
That was kind of yelling up, man, because a long time, when I was a little boy, I was watching the big man.
True, brother.
With a wild theater, Buster, I seen with my wild theater. I remember that picture, you know, the crown on? Wild theater.
What do you mean? You can't forget them days, though, man. Some wild to carry.
All right. I'm trying to find a picture sent to Dr. F. You and Buster in wild theater, the crown. And Charlie the organ here behind you guys. Remember Charlie the organ here?
Yes, man. More organ.
Yeah, all right. He's in Chicago. It's a classic picture.
I'm Baba Brooks.
Baba Brooks. Okay, the one of the wickedest trumpeter. You know your album.
Yes.
You're a godfather, man. Enough love and respect, man. I'm glad to see that. I'm like we play percussion and sing with the Jamaican album.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes,
love to
sir,
see
man.
You guys. So may yes, God bless yes. you and keep. You see, your foundation, yes. A guy can't take that from you.
Yes,
you're original. Yes. You're on the fourth singer.
You tell them I'm the legend of all legends.
I mean, come on.
I am the legend of all legends.
Yes,
I mean, man.
I am the legend of all legends.
My up to that night on the radio, even Derek Carrett, I give you respect. Derek Carrett, give you enough big up on the radio day and night. So how about you and Scully and Bonnie? Palace and place there. Foundation,
true.
Man. So may God guide and keep you and keep you going and keep playing them beautiful percussion there. Trust me.
Give thanks, my brother.
Love and give thanks.
Take my number, man.
All right. When you can get it half of the year. You can get it half of the year.
Okay.
Because we have a link up. See?
Yes.
Stay strong. Love, Scully. More power to you.
Perfect.
Your foundation.
Love,
you give your respect. You deserve it. You don't play your role. And for me, too, enough love. Because I remember that picture of a theater. I'm never going to forget that picture.
That's it.
Black and white days. All right, Scully?
Yes.
Love and respect.
Perfect love, my brother. That's it.
All right.
Wow. Love when the people come and pay them little respect. Scully, it's all good.
Joy, man, joy. Holy joy, man. No respect. Full joy and respect.
When the government them come and them really give you guys the due that you deserve, because no one can deny that you guys have is the foundation of the the Jamaican staple. It's the most stable commodity you have coming out of Jamaica, and the musicians are totally responsible for that. And okay. I think that you guys get enough honor and praise. Now nobody look after you enough. In terms of guidance, it's your own business, but like anybody who is doing a business, if you're not aware of what the business entails, you're bound to fail in the long run, or somebody is supposed bound to take off all of your profits and everything. And I think it is not the responsibility. It's in the interest of the Jamaican government to try and help out the musician as much as possible. I'm not saying that there's not a little bit of help here and there, but really and truly, a real focus on making sure that you guys are looked after.
Blessed musician.
And
give thanks in advance.
Yes, I. Well, we thank you. We thank you, Scully, because if it weren't you, I wouldn't be here sitting and having this conversation. So, you know,
yes,
to you. Thanks to you. And I know that Trenchtown, as we've spoken about not too long ago, is on the verge of recreating this great history, you know.
Naturally.
You are there as a part and advising. How is that going right now as we speak? What is there that we can look forward out of?
You know what I would say, you know, to look forward for.
Uh-huh.
Is more and more and more and more progressive production in the music industry of Jamaica.
Yes.
That we can continually go forward. Forward, forward, and forward, and forward forever.
Mm-hmm.
Get me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I would say.
All right.
About going forward.
And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing now in Trenchtown, because I know they're setting up a lot of things. And the Ross Anna, who had to be hooking up this program, I know he's involved a lot in helping in making decisions and setting up program. Right now I'm going to play a couple of your tune and give you a little water break. But me not say, yeah, man, you need a water break, you know, because yes. You know, we don't. You laugh after me, Scully.
No, I'm laughing after you. I'm laughing with you.
All right. Let me play one big tune from you and Bunny.
Yes.
Never in my life. What are your big tune there? Are we going to come back to you?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Scully, right? Hey, this is some of the great music coming out of Jamaica. Bunny and Scully, one of the first people to do recording in Jamaica.
Scully and Bunny. You hear me?
Yes,
Scully and Bunny.
Yes, sir.
Scully and Bunny. You get that?
Yes, Mr. Scully. Scully and Bunny, never in my life.
Yes,
the big tune.
Yes. Angela. I want to wait now.
as the big, big, big sound of Bunny and Scully right here, right here, right here on Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. This is history in the making. The historian right out of the place where it all starts, that is in Trenchtown. We're coming to you live out of Trenchtown. Himself, Mr. Scully Sims, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407 is the number to call in if you would like to chat with Scully on the line. Scully, welcome back into the show, sir. You get enough water to drink. You wet your throat yet?
Uh-huh.
We said you wet your throat.
No.
We said you wet your throat with any water yet.
No. I'm going to wet my throat now. So give me about 3 minutes.
All right, we're going to play some more of your big tune, then, and we're going to come back to you in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm listening to the tune.
Not a problem. Not a problem, sir.
All right.
Percussionist of all time, Mr. Scully Sims. We want to do another big one from Bunny and Scully. This one, Don't Do It. Yeah, era. Yeah, that sound, sir. want to say big love to all of you hanging out there with me. Want to Kevlin, and for those people are not able, I understand that some people are not able to hear. It depends on what browser you are listening. You can go to www.crsradio.com. That's www.crsradio.com. There you can be using your Explorer browser, or the best one to use is Firefox, I think, Firefox. And go back to Jamaica in a minute or two. Let's go to Jamaica back to pick up our wonderful Mr. Scully Sims. Scully, welcome back. You wet your throat good enough already.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
blessed man. Welcome back one more time.
Yes,
I just played that song there for you just now. What was it? What was the title again of the song? Don't Do It. You're one of the first musicians that ever bring in a foreign language
into the music. Into the music you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I was. That's right. You got it right.
And you went about putting a couple words of Amharic into your music.
Yes, I am the first one to sing Amharic. Satama Sagana.
Of course. Yes.
Yes, I did that at Studio One. Coxing Studio. Kibira Hamla, Satama Sagana, Ulo Gize. One dim sound, Daina Zima, Tina Yislim, I'm laughing. That was it in Amharic.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah, yes, we're hearing. Yes, we're hearing you. Uh-huh.
I just had a little piece of it, you know.
Yeah, yes, I hear you. Talk to me more about when you recorded and the producers, how you got paid, and when you wrote your song, because I understand still, you know, a lot of folks who had written songs, their names weren't on record. They didn't know about the business, and ultimately, their rights were basically taken away from them. Talk about your particular experience and that of some of the musicians.
My experience of some of the music that I did, they did very well as far as I get to learn, not from the producer, but from mm-hmm. some of my good friends,
uh-huh.
my audience worldwide.
Yes.
They let me know how the song is doing in certain countries.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I get the experience to know what's going on with my music that I did for Coxon and some other producers. But I don't let it bother me too much. I just keep doing the work.
And that's one of the things that I have heard from several musicians that really knew eventually that they were robbed, really robbed of millions of dollars collectively. Some of them, they say, you know what, just let bygones be bygones. Some of them are very bitter, though, and some of them are able to say, you know what, one of these days, just simple as that. But that has to be difficult when you know that somebody has taken
what is rightfully yours and has no conscience, as we would say, and see you probably don't have the basic things that you need to be comfortable in your older age, and they're sitting at it and continue to reap from it and don't even call you up and say, hey, brother, I did you some wrong, or you, they don't even have to say that. Let off something on you substantial.
They will never do that.
Uh-oh.
They will never let off something on me substantial, because, you see, they have me in the background. I know I am the first. So
yes.
They just keep it that way, so as to, I would say, rob me. But I don't let it bother me that much. I just keep doing the work, because music is the work of God, and He is the master, He is the keeper, He is the director, He is the life giver. So when a man going to make an artist sing a song,
mm-hmm.
and the song sell a lot, and don't give that artist any money, he's going to feel the pain.
Scully,
yeah?
A little bit. You live on this world for a long, long time, and you see how people who are not honest people, them live beautiful lives, them eat big steak, and them live in a big house. Where you see conscience of a lot of those people?
They have no conscience, my sister. They have no feelings for another person.
Uh-huh.
Who do the work. Sit down and write his lyrics and come to the studio, as I was used to be, where musicians always be at the studio, and do a song, and the owner for the studio produce a song and doesn't give the artist no money and barely give the musician them a little fee, almost I'd call it. But they feel it to the end. Yeah. Because some of them, before they even pass off, they feel the pain. They feel the pain. They pour down their own selves. Because if they would just be justful
mm-hmm.
and show some justice and give whose right it is to them, quite likely God would give them a little longer life. Some of them.
Although
death is no revenge, but quite likely they will live a little longer through the power of the Almighty, Jah.
Wow. Scully, I mean, it is so horrific sometimes to hear the pain that comes out of certain musicians. And not only that, to see a man who has number one records in the world and he's in Jamaica just putting his hand out for somebody to give him a couple of dollars. And people would believe that he has gotten a lot of money and squander it and would not understand the truth behind those folks that really do great work and somebody take away everything from them.
That's right. That's true.
And this is why I say the government should intervene, you know, and do something.
Of course they should do that. But it's like they don't care. It's like they don't care. The government is like they don't care. You understand me?
Boy, it's called it bad. It is bad. And of course, you have families, you have children who had to do without you while you go. And, you know, at least if they try to set up something, your children would be able and your grandchildren would be able to inherit.
That's true. But they don't make you even feel comfortable, much less your children or your grandchildren.
Wow. Good. I got a special request to one of your big songs, Scully, and I'm going to try and play that for you right now. Let's see if we can get to it.
Please let me hear it.
All right, we're going to play this one for you. This one is African for Africa. And we're going to play that one for you now.
Okay. Yes. Can I play one of the tunes? Yeah. May I hear it?
Yes, the big man, Mr. Scully Sims, one of the pioneers of this great music, a legendary percussionist and historian as well, live and direct from the place where music come from, the place called Trenchpen, now Jonestown, the mecca of reggae music. Scully, about reggae music, one of the chanting and a good percentage of reggae music is going back to Africa. Did you really wanted to go back to Africa? And did you ever get a chance to travel to Africa at all?
Yes, I've been more than once.
Wow.
I've been to Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And I've been to Morocco.
Morocco, okay.
Yeah. I've been all over the world, you know. All over.
Wow. Because of this great music.
Yeah, yeah.
And representing Jamaica right there and our Jamaican.
What did you say?
I said representing Jamaica as a nation and our Jamaican government refusing to see the importance of the music and of the musicians.
Because they are laying back. They don't know the value that we have.
Mm.
They don't respect the value of our musicians and our artists. We have to go outside there before they recognize us and appreciate us the way all they should. I don't say appreciate eating, I say appreciate love us.
Right, right.
The way they should. You know?
Tell me that.
I'm quite certain that this Jamaica music, rock steady, reggae, and even the dancehall is not going to stop. It will continue forever and ever and ever and ever. Because I myself is making some new tunes right now. I want to put out an LP. I got 8 songs on it already.
Wow.
I want 4 more to put out that LP. So,
all of these are new material or you're making a compilation of what you've done already?
New material.
Wow.
Sorry, I can't get. I have 2 right now. But I was glad to get those 2 songs for you.
Oh, definitely, and I've talked to...
What did you say? I'm not hearing you, my darling.
I'll talk to Rossano and see if we can get them to... that he can get them to me.
Talk to... and see if we'll get them to you. Where is it? Ozana say tomorrow he will email them to you.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, man. We appreciate love that. So when can we expect this album to drop now?
I would like to put it out. Well, the year finished already. So I'd like to put it out. My birthday is in January. So I'd like to put it out in January.
Boy, I would love to for you to forward when you're going to drop it, so you drop it right here for us and we'll blow it up for you as much as we can.
Okay, thanks in advance.
Yes, man, yes, man. That's the least, that's the least we can do. That's the least we can do. That's the least we can do. That's the least we can do, Scully.
Okay.
You know, we have to do what we have to do for this great music. We cannot just sit back. This is the opportunity for us to try and make some amends, and we're going to do our very best. Let's go.
That's right.
I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if I can pick up a phone.
Okay, my sister.
All right. 954, good evening, and welcome into the Caribbean Radio Show.
Dr. Eve, good night. How are you doing?
A wonderful blessing, my brother. I'm sure you want to... It's a great
yes, stuff. I want to talk to Mr. Scully. Mr. Scully, how are you doing, sir?
Give thanks, my brother.
Yeah, I bet you don't remember this voice.
Thanks for coming to me now.
I tried to quiz you, you know.
Yes.
Can you always know my voice? So I know you know it.
The voice, give me a little trouble. But I come into it.
You know anybody named Barry?
Barry?
Yeah.
Mine is Barry, always a carry, you know.
Eh?
Mine is Barry, always a carry. You get the
no, man. Dynamic sound.
You get the no crack me a crack it, man. Mr. Barry, always carry.
Barry Biggs, what's calling?
My God, you know. Give me Barry. Rastafari. You, my God, you're Rastafari. Barry.
What's calling?
You big old fat fairy.
Fairy.
What? Barry, just be in my shop today. The way this takes time will come to me, man.
Yeah, man,
yeah,
man. Boy. How things, man?
Well, give thanks to the Father, no, man.
Yeah, man.
Here and everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I'm coming out next year, you know. I come look for you, you know.
Yes, my brother.
I live in Florida, you know.
I get vocal voice now.
Yeah?
I get the vocal voice now.
True. I tell you, Doctor, you plenty tune you play upon for me, you know, percussion.
Yeah, all right.
Love, true. Yeah, man, we're glad to see you still around, and you know,
yes.
One of the veterans from even before me start. Long, you're one of the first singers, you know, in Jamaica.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, man. You deserve a lot of, you know, big up on
yes.
things, and... And deserve much more than what's going on right now, you know?
Choo-choo.
But anyway, tonight is your night, so I'm just calling for Ely up, you know?
Blessed my brother, man. Give thanks and praises.
And
oh,
keep
Father,
the strength
yeah,
same way, Scully, yeah?
Yeah, sir. Praise
blessing.
You.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Alright.
Alright, my brother. I'll look for you soon.
Yeah, man. Listen, that's how you blessing, that's how you.
A blessing.
For you.
Sorry.
Alright.
All right, my brother.
Yes, Scully, this is one of your legendary people. It's like a young
yes.
boy where you play off their music as well.
So true. You mean at the industry from early?
Yes, yes. Still doing pretty well for us, representing with the great music. I mean, beautiful, beautiful music as usual. Well, you talk about Mr. Barry Biggs, you talk about some heartbreaking music.
Yes, way back when.
Yes.
Way back.
Yes, man. Yes, man. It's nice when you're here and you're able to connect with these voices after
yes,
such
ma'am.
Time.
Yes, mom. Yes, my sister. Choo-choo talking.
Yeah, man. Love to hear the joy in your voice, man. But you sound joyful and wonderful, doing it, Scully.
Yeah, my sister. Feel joyful because I'm amongst all of the youth, them. We love her, you know? I have to show them respect from a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone with the writers amongst me, I grow them, and I know all them father and mother.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about what is going on in Trench Town now. Tell me some of the things that are going on. Now, I know that you are back in the studio, and of course, it's a joy. We hope, that you'll get the four songs up and out and ready to go, you know. You're planning to go back on the road once this album drops?
Yes, my sister.
That's good, man. That is good.
Yeah. Planning to move right away as it drops.
As it drops. Nicely. Yes. Nicely. Tell me now, Scully, I know you have you have gone through the different changes in the music in Jamaica, from mentor, rock steady, ska, I mean the whole world, from up to dancehall. What
the
do you think?
The whole world from the beginning.
Absolutely. What do you think about dancehall now and these young artists coming up?
Well, I don't see that. It's dancehall. Dancehall is a place where you go and dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a venue where you go and dance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why the name of dancehall. Which music could name dancehall? Dancehall is a place where you go and dance.
Yes,
play music and you dance.
Mm-hmm.
There's no music named dancehall. They're just trying to bring in something. But that can't last in music. Which music named dancehall? When I was a boy and going to see big people dance, walls, jazz music, and some symphony orchestra, those records were playing in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And it was playing those music. It was so nice, fascinating to sit as a youth and look at big people waltzing. Because if you can't waltz, then a tune is playing that is a waltz tune. You don't ask a girl for a dancing. And if she can waltz, you are going to look shamed.
You'll step on a girl's foot.
Huh?
You don't step on the girl's foot.
Yes, so right. You're going to mash her toe. And she's going to ease you off and stop dancing with you. So you're going to feel embarrassed. Everyone is looking, they're going to laugh at you as a man.
Absolutely. No. I mean,
you see, I turned the wall, you see?
Uh-huh.
I used to go and watch old people. I don't know if you know a dance by the name of, the way they call it, quadrille.
Absolutely, sir, absolutely.
Old people that dance and you hear them say make first figure and third figure, second
and
figure. And you see the man throw the lady out there, sir. When I say throw, I mean hold her by her arm and spin her around and they make some steps. Quadrille, I get beaten to go and watch that, you know.
Yes, yes.
I go in late at night and my mother beat me. They asked me where I'm coming from. I said, Mama, I go and watch old people dance in quadrille. She flagged me, man. I mustn't stay with that place.
Wow.
But she could, I didn't love music so much. Like I'm coming from quadrille, mentor, rumba, calypso, jazz. All the music coming right around.
Wow.
I've been to all of them. All of them, my sister.
Wow. Did you make your drum or you bought it? Did you make your own kettle drum?
No, I bought it. But the first one that you're asking about, I got it as a gift.
Wow.
Me can search in the house and I may find it, you know.
Well, do that, man.
Yeah, and I'll take it to the museum.
Yeah, man. Make sure so you put in a good hand. And make sure
that
it's properly.
Herb Miller. He's the manager down by the museum.
Wow. Hey, sorry, we want to play one of your other big song. Let me just play one of your other big song, and we're going to come back and chat with you in a little bit.
All right. I'm right here with you, my sister.
Nice, man. Nice. One of the nice big song that features.
Let me start calling again. That's where one of my old time tunes. I'm Barry Binks, man.
Yes, wow, solid as a rock. The big man, the great musician, one of our greatest percussionists ever. Live out of Trenchtown this minute, Mr. Scully Sims. I'm so joyful. As a matter of fact, I'm so privileged to have the opportunity of speaking with him. Scully, you remember that big, big song there?
Remember who?
You remember that song I just played?
I don't hear it.
Oh, you don't hear it. Never Been a Good Rudy?
Huh? Good Rudy.
Yes.
Yes, I remember it, yes.
Good, big song them times. Now, I know that you were one of the biggest people them out there in them time there. Big number one musician back in is not only you're a musician yourself, but also playing on all of them great music for these other musicians. Mr. Barry Biggs, Mr. Derek Harriott, who was on the show on Sunday, speaks so highly of you. I just so hope that you were here. I just wish you were here to hear him really give you some good kudos. So many people think so highly about you.
I am Derek. You used to sing in the band by the name of Mighty Vikings, you know.
Ah.
I am Derek was band vocalist for the Mighty Vikings. Coming up in the business.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so when you talk about music, you have transcended every aspect of the music. So tell me,
that's right.
Will you sing one of them so-called dancehall on one of them written there on the album?
If I would do what?
If you'll sing some of the dancehall from some of them dancehall written here.
No, I don't fool around the dance hall thing. I don't fool around it. You see, right now, the tune that you're going to get tomorrow, one of them is like this. One of them is like this. Listen to me.
All right.
One step at a time. Take another step another time. Don't drop back, only rest a little while. Follow Rastafari everywhere we go. I said to take one step at a time. Ethiopian step another time. Don't drop back, only rest a little while. Just follow Rastafari everywhere we go. I said to take one step at a time. Ethiopian take another step another time. So there was two little sisters who was walking one day up by the deep river Nile. They were walking, they were talking, they were praising Jah Jah. Them say, Jah Jah will provide. So them sing on this, take one step at a time. Take another step another time. Don't you drop back, only rest a little while. Just follow Rastafari everywhere we go. I say, to take one step at a time. Take another step another time. But there was two little brothers who was walking one day up by the same river Nile. They were walking, they were talking, they were praising Jah Jah. They were saying Jah Jah will provide. So them sing again.
Yes, a sweet, sweet music that, you know. I want one deep crinoline frock. We got dance this music here.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. We are just so wanting to hear this album. Just drop it out there, and we'll do our best to make sure the whole world hear Colleen. So who's going to be playing? Who's playing on these music? You're playing percussion on the music? Anyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, percussion. And I have a brother by the name of Danny. He play bass. And Benbo play guitar. And brother Dennis, he play keyboard.
Wow. Nice, Charlie. Nice. Big up for this one here coming. We're looking forward for it. Definitely.
Yeah, you get it.
For it. What do you see in the future? I know you're a man who has been seeing things. What do you see in the future for reggae music and Trench Town?
There's a great future for reggae music, especially in Trench Town, where the roots are from and where the seed were planted by Scully and Bunny. Right here in Trenchtown and Jonestown, Admiral, and all around town, Scully and Bunny planted the seed, 1953.
Yes, sir.
So it's still real and forever and continually goes on. And don't care what anyone try or want to do, can't stop reggae music, can't stop rocksteady, can't stop ska, and can't stop Jamaica music and the creation of Jamaica music and Jamaican musicians and Jamaican artists. The creation is from right here. Right here unto the holy mountain of Zion. Praising unto the mighty one. He is the only one in three and three in one. Power of the Holy Trinity. Jah Jah Jah. Rastafari.
Wow. And Scully, do you think that one of the reasons why Jamaica not really pay more attention to the reggae music is because them not really embrace Rasta as such, and they look at the music as Rasta music?
Well, I wouldn't say they look at it that way. What I would say,
they don't know the value that they have.
Okay.
They don't know the value that they have and how great is the value that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't tap it because it already burned the globe.
Okay.
It already burned the globe. So nothing else can stop reggae music, rock steady music, as ska.
Wow.
It come to those three music come in this world for the generation and generation continually to learn it, love it, and adapt it.
Mm-hmm.
Sing it and play it all continually from generation to generation.
Wow, boy, you warm my heart, and I'm sure that a lot of my listeners, you give them hope. Do you think, you know, a lot of times we have this strife going on between Jonestown, Trenchtown, Rima, and all of them places. Do you think that at this point we're ready to join back and get rid of the politician them and just deal with us, our own people them who are the suffering as brothers and sisters, and don't really play to the politician them anymore?
Well, quite a few of the youths them are that learn, that yearn, and that love one another. For them to come together, both Trenchtown, I should say, and Jonestown, Admiraltown, Wellington Town, everywhere. It has to come from Trenchtown, where the roots planted and still growing. Stronger and stronger and stronger and forever stronger. It will grow.
Now that we have a very young Rasta man, Mr. Damian Crawford, as part of the entertainment and youth and culture thing, do you think that we will get some change because he's a young man? He understands what some of the prejudices are with Rasta, and he understands the culture. Do you think that we will get some change?
Well, that Damian Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know the person, but the name ring a bell to me.
Him is the minister. Him is the minister of culture.
Yes, I think, and I would say, I don't want to talk about belief. Belief carried out, but I think that he will do something pertaining to this industry. Music industry in Jamaica. I think Mr. Crawford will do that. And I'm hoping and praying that I will, anywhere he is right now, I'm listening to, I am speaking to you, and overstand and understand what is in his hand for him to do pertaining to this music industry. Because I'm going to see the progress and people have to talk about it and make the world know that he, Mr. Crawford, have put forth his hand into it and find out the success and the power in the music of Jamaica. Ska, rock, steady, and reggae put Jamaica upon the world map.
Right.
So, Mr. Crawford, it is in your hand, and you have to do what you can, and try it, and do your best, which you can. I love you, and the world love you. Who want to eat you, is not all of them going to love you.
True, true.
As them did say it from long ago, some will eat you, some will love you, some will stand beside you, while some will stab you in the back.
Yes. Well, fun. I mean, you're just all reading there, Sally.
Yeah.
One more question, Sally. Can you because I think maybe the government don't know what's going on. Can you and some of the foundation member walk up to the minister, make an appointment to go to the minister and tell them exactly some of these points that we're talking about and see if, because it seems like nobody go up and tell them, like foundation members like yourself, nobody has gone to have a meeting with these officials. So is it possible for you to get a little group of your old-time musician together and say, hey, Mr. Crawford, we want to have a meeting with you personally and tell you some of the things that we would like to change in the music business. Have you ever thought about doing something like that?
Well, I never really think about it, but now that you put it in me, I'll make a try like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And see if something can be done.
Yeah, man, you're big old OM now, you know, so you have some clout.
You want to see the people there,
and make an appointment with them. And the Honorable Mr. Colin Smith would like to get a hearing with you. He want to tell you some of what we need you to start doing.
That is right. That is so right. We have to make up a group of us.
Yes.
And go and have a talk with him.
Yes, man. Because we can sit down out here and talk all we want, you know. If him don't know what is happening with you and with the music, if somebody don't go and sit down with them, they won't know that we have this problem.
It's true. That is true. So we're going to have to step on it. Hello?
Yes, man.
We're going to have to step on it.
Yes, man. Yes, man. H-E-A-D. Yeah, man, definitely. I think that is a good move to go on. No better representation than you should go and undertake this, you know? I mean, and just give me a heads up and let me know and invite him to come on this show too so we can talk. You know,
of course.
Talk about this. They need to have a summit to hear from you guys, what you guys have gone on, some of the horrific things that have met out to you. I mean, you know, the horrific things that have been, you know, met out to you guys and that you have not gotten your due right, and they need to step up and help you in whatever way that they can.
That's true. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. Step towards it and have a good talk with him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. And I know that you may want to say some big hello to some people because we've come to, believe it or not, we've done 3 hours of chatting, Scully, and it seems like we just started a couple of minutes ago. I know you have some people you'd like to big up until we chat the next time.
Yes, okay. Well, from Trenton right here.
Uh-huh.
I have to big up all of Trenton. Beanie, man.
Uh-huh.
Angela.
Beanie, I don't like my image.
And my manager here.
Uh-huh.
Ozana.
Uh-huh. The big Ozana.
And also Ozana's old family. And my son Jad also. And same being well known as New English. He called me his uncle because I am his father, Rupert English, gold like brother.
Wow.
From Boystown, all over Trenchtown, Jonestown, and everywhere me and my father go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I have some music out on the road now.
Mr. English, I want big butt singer, you know, we play music all the time, you know.
Yes.
Yes, man. I want big, I love that. Yeah, man, I love his music a lot.
Give him a talk, no?
All right.
He's right here. Talk to something to him. He's right here.
Hello? Hello, how are you, sir?
Not too bad, you know?
You must be too good now, man. You should be too good by this.
Yeah, so the tune, I guess, a good reaction up there.
Yeah, I mean, we play your tune all the time.
All right. Yeah, which one? Gun in the Hands of Fools?
Yes, we have some more of the other tunes as well that I play on my show all the time.
Yeah. All right. That's some new product. Just so let's get them, yeah?
Nice, man. Nice, man. Keep up the good work that you're going on. I love the vibes coming out.
Yeah, positive vibes. Yeah, man. We're not seeing negative things,
no? I am so impressed with you guys, man. Really impressed. I want to give up the rest up there, the horizon, man, you know, putting in so much work and really, really thank him for all the positive moves and trying.
I'm make sure it's happening. You hear that?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. We love that. We love that.
Maybe I'm giving the 100 in work, man. So I make sure it works. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes.
When I guess if it's going to work, but sure, that is going to work because that positive vibe they're on your arm.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
We understand each other, you know, so when you look at things, we can deal with it on a certain level. So,
that
level we reach, we know what's everything I'm going to stay together. There is nothing in mash up here around or what. You understand?
No way.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the moment. Yeah?
Blessings.
Yeah, we have some new products that we soon can get. Yeah.
All the way, blessings, all the way.
I'm thank you for the good work for making you send out my music and the people might hear that too. You understand?
Yes, man, yes, definitely. We always look out for Trenchtown here at Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, definitely.
All right. So talk back to Scully.
Scully, the Honorable Scully, OM. Thank you so much to spend all of this time with us. We are honored to have you. We're honored to have heard history. And this is not going to be the first nor the last. We're going to be premiering your album coming out in January. So we hope everything would be tight. And
yes,
we have an opportunity to lick up some of those music. And you'll get an opportunity to get out there and touch the people and one more time.
Yes, my sister. Thank you. And thank you for the time you spent with us.
Absolutely.
Bless and keep you.
Blessings, blessing. Is the
Rastafari
nearby?
Rastafari,
ever living, ever faithful, Selassie. The first. Is Rastafari close by? Is Ross nearby, so I can just say hi to him a little?
Hosanna?
Yes,
he's right here.
All right, we can just say hi to him.
Speak with him.
Blessing. I want to thank you so much, Rasazana, for making sure this is all possible. My palms together in thankfulness to you. And also, I feel the connection and the vibes into the community. You know, we really want to send out some good words and of encouragement to go forward with you and all the group that's there to make this another powerful connection to the world.
Give thanks. Love that.
Yes,
sir. You have a tune in him. You from Trenchtown with you English and Tarts.
Yeah, I'm going to play the music now a while. Let me see if I can find it because I didn't cue it up. Let me try to see if I find this on this one here. and see, I have it on my list. Let's see. Let's see if we can we're able to pull it up here. This is not the playlist I'm working with, so I don't have it. I don't have it. Let me try and see if we can get this. We may not. I don't have it on this playlist here, right?
Yeah. I remember. Remember the door left open because of it.
Huh?
The only four select.
No, oh, definitely select is the queen.
You know what? She cut off me that morning.
That one.
Everybody know me on me in California. 5-9 crime. That's it.
Yeah, man. We're going to try and see if I can find English Junior. We have them on different lists. So, let me see if I can find one of them here.
We can find it to the next program, man.
Yes, we can find that.
Don't get yourself in a headache.
Yeah, man. We will link them up. And whatever new music you have, just send them.
Yeah, not send you a portion of music. But let them just gather most of the new artists and send you a portion. Make you have the new segment. Them all the Trendstone artists. And just send them. I mean, when you are on a Trendstone program, you show them the new talent. They come out of Trendstone. Because none of them powerful. English, Touch. You have an, Mark French. And you have your potential kid leave now gone to culture.
Yes.
And you have things going.
Mm-hmm.
You have Spooky B. It's me, I try to say. Yes, it's nice. This jacket, like schoolboy.
Nice.
I want him lollipop. Great, this jacket. That doing
nice.
Well.
Nice.
You have Chucho. You know what I'm saying? So, you have, it's everything is going on good.
Well, we really are encouraged by what you're doing and getting everything moving and the unification of all of the youths then. So we need to save our black men them, you know, because a lot of the white women them have suffered because the men them are gone off them ways, you know. So, I mean, we need to do some preservation here. And I think you guys are really moving in the right direction. Bless up.
Yeah, but I tell you this still. Sometimes at the wrong way you're putting your car. If you know, so that's why you can't suffer enough, you know, earlier, you know.
Ah.
Because if someone wolf in a sheep clothes, are going to perish, you know.
Yes,
so yes. Sometimes when you see the wolf are perishing, sometimes you feel sorry for them, but in our sense, they don't have to perish.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
They're lost, you know. And you see the myth what the world give them. Myth is not that of a bad thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's only good for just a few handfuls, it becomes a detrimental threat to majority.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I keep on saying that if you cannot save the many, we are suffer. You cannot protect the comfortable little bit of handful of rich.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need to just live and love. I live last night in a collective security. You know? But they never listen. But history testifies to the warning. So I look at the world around now.
Oh, definitely.
It was our united nation, but it come like the divided nation, you know what I'm saying, sure, yeah. I think that the world divides. People don't learn the thing we're calling them, love, the difference. Difference is a good thing, you know. We have a different thing, you know. I mean, you have a choice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Different color flowers, different color animal, different color human beings. Different color clothes, different color everything. We must all know that we are unified as one under the breath of oxygen.
Yes, sir. Love that. Love that. The CO2 is the unification. H1CO2. And CO2.
Oxygen. Yeah. So, yeah. And then you check the check life. When you look into the forest, you have the red oak, pine. You have even, say, even the guinea pig and the mango tree. That made the beauty of the forest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the whale and the shark and the dolphin. That made the beauty of the ocean. You have the blue jay. You have the parrot. You have all kind of that made the melody of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So when that we know, so the black man, the Chinaman, the white man, the Indian man, we are, them just get that name the Wadi, because before we start, I've sense the name Wanda, I don't know what word before then, but we become colored and all kind of things,
mm-hmm.
just because of different. We just try to name human being and done, of many shades.
Yes, blessing. Truth, talk truth. Is it true to talk? Well, my brother, I mean, thanks again for all that you have been doing. I know we are going to be talking on the other side of the mic. We also have some big things that we're planning with you guys. And pretty soon we'll be, you know, we'll be just touching the world with all the great things that you're being doing. Yes.
You know, it's tourist season, and then we're doing over there with Scully and Bonnie them and their Ken Boo them and Mighty Diamond. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Carl Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
We're going over there, Vintage, You English, Scotch. We're going over there, Legendary Night. Here down the wall, Westmoreland, Negroes.
Yes.
As usual. When you pass through Negroes, it's storm, you know. Early January, Bonneville a four time. Then I drop Toots on the metal, then I don't have contents, then I'm in Virgo. Then I carry Derek Arrett there for the first time, the man John Holt and Yellowman.
Wow.
It was a nice season. So this year they're looking for me, powerful. Full of power. Triple power. So I'm lining up, calling them on after that, Taurus Riley, and then we're going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Keep moving on.
Well, the
try to close off with a berry.
Yes, I hear you.
Give the tourists, because when I come to Negril, they say I bring the show there, you know. Because the last time I went there with your books and I talked to the Army Tourist Board, I'm saying, they said I bring a lot of good show to Negril.
That's good. Well, and I respect...
Those guys down there just bring Yellowman and Janolt a dozen times and that's it. And a couple of local artists and a couple of local singers from in the hotel. And people confuse those artists. So you take trench on the whole world to Negril, and let me see what, let the tourists enjoy what Jamaica is all about and see the real talent of Jamaica.
The real authentic vibes.
Yeah, man. And don't let out, you know, the Naya Bingi drum set from Clarendon. They're going to be, we're going to use them as well to, you know, give the people a comfortable show. 2 hour, 3 hour worth of drum beating and fire burning and, you know, the real authentic. You feel like you're in Ethiopia.
I guess that's your reunification, spiritually and otherwise.
Yeah, I go run out and say, oh, you're in Africa. I said, no, Jamaica, I just don't have any girl.
Oh, nice one, nice. Hey, Ross, we're going to chip out here with the big man, Mr. U English, gun in the hands of fools. And we were going to talk. We're going to talk on the other side of the mic. Want to bless up all of you and all of you listeners. I want to thank you so much. Want to thank Mr. Barry Biggs for tuning in. Mr. Sultan Ali, the big man of Mr. Prince Buster. I want to thank Mr. the legend himself, Mr. Scully Sims, for being here with us. And all of you listeners out there, thank you so much. Legendary show continue. We're going to be coming up with Dillinger next, coming up, and quite Bob Andy is on the roster as well, and several other great legendary musicians.
Mighty Diamond.
Mighty Diamonds coming up as well. Yes, the big, big show is also going to be coming right out to Trenchtown, bigger, better, and unified. That's what we're looking to forward to. Bring the Trenchtown vibe to the world. Hey, we're going to take us out. Mr. U English, one more time.
I'm going to get a suicide list. I'm going to get a suicide list.